In Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, we read these words: I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant, whom you desire, will come, says the Lord Almighty. From those words of Malachi, we recognise in John the Baptist the one foretold who would come to prepare the way for that one who would establish the covenant. And from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, these words, as quoted within Mark's Gospel: a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. There was no doubt that John was found in the wilderness. That was his dwelling place. There he ministered a baptism of repentance. Now, if John the Baptist was to stroll into our gathering this morning, I would be fairly confident that we would tend to shift away from him rather than shift towards him. John would have his own unique aroma, given the camel hair clothing that he was wearing. John probably would refrain from joining us in scones for morning tea, given that his diet was locusts and wild honey. You need to know that this is a guy who was out there. And I mean, he was out there. There was no compromise with regard to this man, John. And he is one of the very few characters within the scriptures for whom we are given his full name, a first name, a last name, and a middle name: John the Baptist. John had a unique ministry. He fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah and Malachi. But not only did he fulfill that prophecy, he himself prophesied about the one who was to follow him. John gave expression to his prophetic ministry with incredible humility. Nowhere in the scriptures do we find a place where John is gathering people to himself and then, when Jesus arrives on the scene, becomes jealous about holding his disciples to himself and Jesus can go find his own disciples. No way. For later in the gospel account, on one occasion, when John and his disciples are gathered, Jesus comes near and John points to him and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And people understood that image of Lamb being the sacrificial offering that was made at Passover. People understood that Jesus was God sent, the promised Messiah, because of the ministry of John. And John was very clear in identifying that his ministry was one of baptism with water. He was clearly calling people to repent. And I'll come back to that repentance in just a moment. But in contrast, he identifies that the Messiah, the promised one, the one who would come after him, would baptize with the Holy Spirit. It would be Jesus who would bring about the restoration, the reconciliation of humankind in their relationship with God. It would be the baptism in the Holy Spirit that would bring about that renewal of the Creator and created relationship. When John was calling people to repentance, when we interpret that in this day and age, we might simply say, "Oh, John was just inviting people to say sorry to God for the bad things that they'd done." He was not just calling people to say sorry to God for the bad things they had done. Some might say that John was causing people to feel some sense of contrition and remorse over what they'd done. "Lord, we are sorry. And we feel really bad about what we've done. John was not calling people just to say sorry and to feel remorseful about what they had done in their relationship with God. What John was demanding in his call for repentance was that people would do a U-turn in their life. That they would turn around completely. And rather than walking towards the darkness, would turn 180 and walk towards the light of God. That's how radical the call of John was for people to repent. And the message is no less today. It's not just about saying, oh, sorry, God. It's not just about saying, sorry, God, I feel really bad about that. It's about saying, sorry, God, I do feel so bad, and I will allow you to have complete sway and lordship over my life, that my life would be transformed, that I would turn away, and that I would make every effort to cast off those things that are not of you, and to walk in the light of Christ. And that word comes to us as a challenge today. To be sincere, to be wholehearted, in fact, to be whole of life committed in our response of repentance to God. That we would walk in His ways. And that we too would share in John's ministry of preparing the way for others to hear the good news, that we would usher Jesus Christ into the lives of others in the context of our conversations. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. They were the words of the song from Godspell that was sang to us this morning. This Advent season is a season of preparing the way, of pulling back the mass of tinsel and bright coloured flashing lights and gift wrapped presents and lavish food and drink, and seeing the real message of what Christmas is, the birth of the Saviour of the world. In the name of Christ, Amen.